I don't know what you've heard about you, but he's with the sweet spot 1 to 3. He loves it when you spit on that thing.
He's
the afternoon J-U-B. I don't know what you've heard about you, but he's with the sweet spot 1 to 3. His best friend is Jacob Daddy. It's the afternoon J-U-B.
Well, you heard the theme song. It's 2:37 on a Tuesday, and it's time for an Oxnard Camp edition of Afternoon Jub, starring Junior Miller, our broadcast leader.
Hey.
Hi, Junes.
Hello.
Teddy told us to ask you a football question to get your mind right.
Yeah, it's important to ask him one early just to get him engaged.
So, sure. Hunter Luepke, you see him more as a fullback, tailback, as a spot on this team?
I see him as a hybrid. He could play both positions, and that's why I think he's so incredibly valuable. I don't know where Bob has him on his rankings of 1 to 207 most important Cowboys, but I put him somewhere around 3 or 4.
Okay.
I feel like he's there, guys. He's mentally ready.
He's ready.
He is jogged enough mentally. So, Nap, everybody good?
Got 1 hour.
Great.
Okay.
Feeling good. If I can get an hour, I feel good about that.
Good team dinner last night, a lot of frivolity.
Mm-hmm.
We had George, like, you know, the Olympics are taking a lot of flack for recreating the Last Supper. Well, George was the center of the table, like he was Jub Jesus in the middle.
Because I was on the end?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was good. That was fun last night. We were talking about, on our show, it's a lot to get everybody together. It really is like herding cats and getting everybody to a certain place by a certain time. But it's good. I'm glad we do it every year.
And we sat next to Junes, and we saw the Junes playlist of talking to the invisible waitress. Because service was a little slow last night.
She had a lot going.
There was a lot going on.
It's a busy place.
Yeah, when service is that slow, I just after 15 minutes, I assume that she's probably standing next to me by that point. So that's why I turn and start to place my order, and then I'm shocked that she's not there.
So surprising.
Still.
Yeah, usually we get a first act and a second act, but last night we got an encore, so to be there in person for that was something special.
Can I weigh in on something you guys were just talking about?
Yeah.
About Jerry and, you know, all the media sorts who are around here, and either they are kind of tired of his, you know, act or whatever. I think I am totally there. I don't know. I always used to come into camp with kind of an anticipation. Hey, it's our one chance to be around Jerry. We see him during the regular season, but this, you know, he kind of lets his guard down and stuff. Man, I am so worn out on the not only what Jerry has to say, but I still think it exists that the Meech is there to be his laugh track, and he just loves it, you know.
Is that why Steven's been laughing more over the years, more and more,
just to try to cover
like
up
Ed McMahon just during every
yeah
pressure?
Maybe I don't know, but it also leads me to think that they are, especially Jerry, maybe not Steven, but especially Jerry, I think he's really out of tune with what the Cowboy fan feels. Hears those stats about fastest renewal of season tickets, and he sees this. I walked by. Did you guys think today's crowd was pretty small?
Oh, yeah. Compared to last year, it was.
Really? Okay.
And the bleachers, walking in. Yeah, walking in, because when we'd get here a couple hours before practice, there's
people
waiting outside to get in, and today there was a few, I don't know, 20, 30 or
maybe
so.
Maybe you'll have that on, maybe it's because it's a Tuesday thing versus a Thursday or Friday, maybe, I don't know.
But is he right where the fans don't really matter? They're still going to show up. And what he said about season tickets, probably true. Once the season starts, it's like, okay, the blue and silver is back. The interest is up.
Yeah.
But maybe it's a training camp thing. I do think fans, the majority of them, are tired of the whole circus of it and don't really care what he says. But once the game starts, I think that's kind of when it kind of resets. It's like, okay, now we're back up.
Yeah, once you
we're
take 1-0,
that we're 2-0. Okay. The fans are
you
back.
Take that bump. Yeah, you'll be right back.
Yeah. And he sees it either way, too. And they've been good enough in the last 28 years. They had those 3 straight 5-11 years. But outside of that, they're always "quote unquote" in it, you know. They haven't had, like, you know, 5 terrible seasons in a row.
Yeah. Well, Junior's book is finally being read by the masses.
I'm happy.
Yes, your publisher has to be very happy.
Oh,
as well.
Yes. Yes, he's ordered a third, fourth, and fifth printing.
Oh, no. Paperback? E-book?
We're into all of that. Yeah, and that other stat, you know, not only are they having the fastest renewals of season tickets in the league, but they've also sold out 20 consecutive years worth of games. They've not had a sellout in 20 years. Mm-hmm. So he thinks he's doing great.
Crushing it.
And And he is financially. It's the most valuable franchise in the world, and he is just making money left and right. I'm still blown away every time we walk in here to this practice facility. The rows of buy a jersey here, buy a football here, get your picture taken with fake Dak here. And he is just raking it in.
There's a live DJ spinning tunes as you walk in.
And the corporate suites here.
Yeah.
And what those people are paying for this. And, you know, the press conference dais is brought to us by American Airlines. And this is brought to us by Pepsi. And it's just unbelievable. So... would he like to add the cherry on top, another Super Bowl trophy?
Yeah.
Of course he would. But if he doesn't, and he still is printing money in the way he is, then I think he's okay.
Life is still pretty kick-ass for the Jones family.
Does it surprise you guys, the attendance, how it's so sparse today? I don't know if it's going to last like this all week.
I guess it didn't hit me when I figured that.
It's not really going to matter to the fans. It's California. I figured people would still travel here.
If I lived out
here,
go
on vacation, go see practice. It does seem pretty crazy to just go watch practice when you're going to a beautiful spot that we're in. But I was kind of surprised by this.
Yes, it hit me that the bleachers were really sparse. There was very few people in the bleachers, very spread out. And normally, the first week here, it seems like the bleachers are pretty full.
Yeah, and then. And maybe they're getting to the point now where they're not happy with results, but there's a lot of people that live out here. But those who would be interested in Cowboys camp, maybe they've been here long enough that they've been here once. Okay, I get it. It was fun. Glad I took my kids, but I don't think I'd go back. I don't know what the payoff is. Now, I think back to my childhood, I'd think, oh, my gosh. I can see the Cowboys practice.
Yeah, it would have been the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, I would have, you know, ridden my bike up here and watched every day.
Well, just know, George, we're all standing with you this year by boycotting the media party. Like every single team member.
Yeah.
We're just not going.
I know.
Because it's next week and we'll be gone.
Yeah, but it sounds better if we say we're standing united.
Yes, you know what?
As a team.
I'm against you guys. I'm coming back next week
just
to go to the media party.
All right.
See, I thought about coming back and still not going.
Yeah.
That would make a statement.
Just golfing.
Just on my own dime. Yeah, come back, play a round of golfing, and go back.
Have you golfed yet?
No.
No?
No. I'm kind of like Tiger. I'm close to retirement, I think.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on with me in the game.
You keep missing cuts in majors.
I can't play much. It's not very good. And Bob, in the meantime, is
breaking 80,
coming into his own. And I gotta reconcile my deal with golf. I'm not really sure what it is right now.
So speaking of that, me and George were having a couple drinks before dinner last night.
Yes.
And somehow we got on the topic of, I think Christian McCaffrey was brought up and how he was raised. He couldn't, you know, very strict schedule, training and everything. And some kids just have that drive. It's very rare with people that age. And George brings up the what if, you know, what if you would have had that at the age of four or whatever, you're playing hockey.
Yeah.
He's like, okay, would I have a statue in front of the AAC?
They had me as
George,
Mike Madonna.
George is Madonna, and he's got his jersey flapping in the back.
With his Minnesota background.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we've been
if he just had the drive as a four-year-old.
But if we stay at our plaza long enough, there should be a Muser statue when you guys are done. And I want it to be the Poydras photo of George and Craig standing stoically while Gordo's in full Poydras screen.
Gordo dressed as an 1800s woman?
Yes.
Or maybe early 20th century woman?
How confusing would people be if that's between Madonna and Dirk?
Who are these people?
What are they doing? Why is that guy in overalls? Were you wearing a military outfit?
Yeah. Like I had just come home from the Great War.
That was, you know what? The more I think about that play, the better it was.
Yeah.
Especially Gordo's acting job. That was incredible.
I'll never forget it. Like I've seen stuff on Broadway. You know, we've seen Oscar caliber movies. Nah. All that pales in comparison to what.
Because everyone had an interpretation of what it meant.
Yes.
For a woman who was screaming out in pain, then suddenly aroused.
It hit every note of what art is and should be. Yes.
We were nominated for a Tony that year for Best Ensemble, but right. We did not win.
Oh. Could you lose to? Tonys were musicals. Are they just any play?
I don't know. Are they?
I don't know.
What do you get? Well, what of?
They're stage. They're stage awards.
Yeah,
like
I thought they
regular
were stage.
Plays. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's keeping you guys from an EGOT.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Can't believe they looked past that.
What a weird.
I just fell for Gordo.
God, I can't believe
everything
we didn't
into
stage
it.
That thing.
I know.
Because it ends with it's multimedia. Remember, because there's the film afterwards.
Yes,
yeah.
When she yells Poydras and then looks up at the
all kinds of subliminal messaging.
Yeah. Yes. I forgot about that part
of Woody Allen and George flashing on him.
Oh, man, I forgot about that.
Snakehead.
Yeah.
That was
man, that
great.
That play was really good.
It was the best.
It didn't last that long. It wasn't a big time investment.
No.
Is that out there? Do we have video of the whole presentation?
It's on YouTube.
There
somewhere.
Has to be.
I want to watch that again.
Who made the film? Did you make
I
it?
I did, yeah. I made it on my laptop.
Oh,
man. Poydras.
No, George and I didn't speak.
No, they had non-speaking roles.
Yes. But their role was very vital to the whole story.
Yeah. What was your interpretation? Was I the dad and Craig was the long-lost son, Poydras? Or what was it?
Well, I thought Poydras was just implied. Like, we didn't really know.
You didn't know.
I felt like Craig was the conflict in the now because he was the military officer. You were the forgotten past of America. And Gordo was trying to bring it all together with the passion of loss and longing.
That's an interesting take.
What did the film at the end represent?
Rare. This is on my YouTube. I don't even remember uploading this. It says, Rare Poydras, a one-word play by Gordon Keith, unseen. So I'm throwing rare with an asterisk and unseen up there, making it seem like it's something.
You need to repost that.
The existence of Poydras, a one-word play by Gordon Keith, has been rumored and debated for years in modern art and underground theater circles. Some felt it was little more than an urban legend. Others claimed to have seen the original typewritten script. Some went so far as to claim they were hired as production crew for a staging 15 years ago that was scrapped on the eve of opening night due to death threats against the cast. So it's all this lore back behind us, and suppose that this is the hidden footage of it. But, yeah, we did this in 2018.
I feel like grad students are going to write long papers on that play one day.
Yes.
Whatever cowboy you have on tomorrow, instead of asking about football,
dress.
Just show him the video and have him react to it and do some play-by-play of the play.
Yeah. The beard and the white
was
wig.
Was that a prairie woman?
Ponytail. Yeah, I'm just like a prairie woman. And you and
I look
Greg
like
just
Wade
stand
Phillips.
There the whole time.
It might have been the single
idiotic.
Best. That was the zenith of the ticket.
Was that a night that we didn't do music? We just did like
that
was like Saturday Night Live kind of thing.
Yes. Yeah. We did sketches.
It was there's pure electricity.
There's a clown.
Evil,
all these
evil
clowns. Evil
clowns and Santa Claus. Lee Harvey.
A lot of Lee Harvey.
Matt Lauer.
Was that when he got the year he got in trouble?
Manson. Yeah,
there's Manson, of course.
Manson, Bambi. For some reason, acupuncture, money, Miley Cyrus's tongue.
Yak's tongue.
Chewbacca mom's in there. There's a guy giving birth to, looks like a possum. Andrew Cunanan, yeah. That's Muhammad Atta and Slender Man. And Poydras, and then snakes coming out of people's mouth, and then Jeff the Killer.
Dave Parker.
Dave Parker. The Cobra.
David Lee Roth.
Oh, gosh.
Life.
Life. Death. Death. Vagina. Corny. All these words flashing on the screen.
Man.
And this is like, too, with real intense music, too, that's going on. And then Vaginal Slice Born.
And then still dressed as
you're
the...
You're praying to
yeah,
it.
And then I'm doing that. And it was Ducey that flashed there for a second. Woody Allen and then George. That was it.
Oh.
Poydras.
Magic.
That's great. Well, and then hashtag Poydras comes up. As if there's a movement going on.
Let's get it trending.
So in summation, Cowboys failed.
Failed.
Yep. Right. They don't live up to the greatness of Poydras.
All right, fellas. Thank you for doing this.
Let's do it again.
Today. Okay.